Bless. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 333 all the stanzas. How I love thy law, O Lord, daily joy its truths afford. In its constant light I go, wise to conquer every foe. 1-4 of Psalter 333.
God's holy and precious word from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 15. But before that, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father, almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Jeremiah 15. Then said the Lord unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight, and let them go forth. And it shall come to pass, if they say unto thee, whither shall we go forth? Then thou shalt tell them, thus saith the Lord, such as are for death, to death, and such as are for the sword, to the sword, and such as are for the famine, to the famine, and such as are for the captivity, to the captivity. And I will appoint over them four kinds, saith the Lord, the sword to slay, and the dogs to tear, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the earth, to devour and destroy. And I will cause them to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth, because of Manasseh the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for that which he did in Jerusalem. For who shall have pity upon thee, O Jerusalem? Or who shall bemoan thee? Or who shall go aside to ask how thou doest? Thou hast forsaken me, saith the Lord. Thou art gone backward. Therefore will I stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee. I am weary with repenting. And I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they return not from their ways. Their widows are increased to me above the sand of the seas. I have brought upon them against the mother of the young men a spoiler at noonday. I have caused him to fall upon it suddenly, and terrors upon the city. She that hath borne seven languisheth. She hath given up the ghost. Her son is gone down while it was yet day. She hath been ashamed and confounded. And the residue of them will I deliver to the sword before their enemies, saith the Lord. Woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them doth curse me. The Lord said, verily it shall be well with thy remnant. Verily I will cause the enemy to retreat thee, to entreat thee well in the time of evil and in the time of affliction. Shall iron break the northern iron and the steel? Thy substance and thy treasures will I give to the spoil without price, and that for all thy sins, even in all thy borders. And I will make thee to pass with thine enemies into a land which thou knowest not, for a fire is kindled in mine anger, which shall burn upon you. O Lord, thou knowest, remember me and visit me, and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of thy hand, for thou hast filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual, and my wound incurable, which refuseth to be healed? Wilt thou be altogether unto me as a liar, and as waters that fail? Therefore thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. And I will make thee unto this people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. Thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, to whom that we are called to pray, and to none other, for thou alone can hear us, and thou alone art able to help us. And we do not even understand the depth of our own misery and wretchedness. And it is our ignorance of it that is the greatest part of our misery. And it is then worse even than to be just dead, dry bones, because there is in us a willful disobedience that is not worthy of any pity by thee. For we have hearts that are not only that are not only and merely still, but they are moving. They are hearts which are running after vanity, and that are running away from thee, even when we have a form of religion to quell our conscience speaking. Lord, thou knowest that we have no desire after thee by nature, and that our whole disposition and that our will is corrupt, and that we are evil, born in sin and conceived in iniquity, and that there is nothing in us that goes out after the true God anymore. Lord, thou alone can remember and help us. O Lord, we have heard it out of thy holy word, and that thou art weary with repenting. And thou art weary with turning away from thy wrath. And thou art weary with holding in even against thy own people, whom thou had chosen, whom thou had set apart in the midst of this world. And Lord, thou knowest all that lives within our hearts, that we are no better than the world. We are worse than the world. We only need eyes to behold it. We cannot point fingers at the world, because we do know so much better than the world. And yet our heart does not bow before thee. Lord, it is such a hard heart. It is such a cold heart. It is such a vain heart. It is such a carnal heart. It is a heart that seeketh after all sin, and every iniquity is living therein. And if thou wouldest leave us to ourselves for one moment, then we will fall. Oh, that thou mayest remember in a special way our denomination. Thou knowest all that has come to our ears. Thou knowest our brother also who has indeed fallen in such a way that does make us to tremble. And Lord, that thou may remember him in thy mercy, And when all has been for him turned so upside down, and Lord, thou knowest also his wife where that she is, all be round about them, and the caretaker together, Lord, thou knowest all the circumstances. Oh, that thou wouldst wash us, Lord, and that thou wouldest cleanse us from all our iniquity. But thou knowest all that lives also in the hearts of that people, in a special way, that congregation. Lord, remember them in thy mercy, the youth of the congregation, when so many questions have come into their minds. Lord, then we must know and experience for ourselves that we cannot place our trust in a man, for we are weak creatures and we are sinful creatures, and thou didst not give it unto angels to bring thy word. Thus it is all short from our side. It is all sinful from our side. And yet thy word does remain so holy. And that truth that has been brought also by him, and that remains the truth. O Lord, that thou may remember our denomination in thy mercy. And wilt thou heal from this wound, and that thou may raise up those that may go before. Lord, thou knowest all the needs, and remember each one of us. For who can put his hand into his own bosom and take it out clean? Oh, that the warnings that come to our ears, that they may indeed be warnings to each and every one of us, to show unto us that he that thinketh that he standeth must take heed lest he fall, and that we may bow our knees every day, and knowing how weak that we are, and that we might need thy strength to keep us on every side, and that we may also be forgiven and washed by thee in the way of true and a heartfelt repentance. Lord, we all need the same thing. And we are all together wretched and miserable sinners before thee. But is it not such a people for whom thou hast come into this world? Oh, that thy wrath may not lay upon us, and that thou wouldest not deal with us according to our many sins. And thou didst send thy people into captivity for so many years. And when thy wrath was against them, and because of all the iniquity which they committed, and that they had left thee days without number, and that were from the least unto the greatest of them, as we have heard even of a Manasseh, and how that even a Samuel and a Moses were not able to turn away thy wrath against him and the people that did follow him. Lord, that thou wouldest not deal with us according to our sins and our manifold transgressions, but that thou wouldest look upon us in and through thy dear and thy only begotten Son, in whom that thou art so well pleased. Oh, in him and there is mercy, and in him there is grace, and in him there is plentiful salvation, and there is redemption from all our iniquities, and that we may be delivered from our sins, and that we may be made to go in the way of uprightness before thee. Oh, give that need to be born in the hearts of young and old amongst us, that all together we may bow our knees in our secret chambers day by day, that we may learn truly, Lord, to smite upon our breast, crying out, O God, be merciful to me, the sinner, that we also may be so justified by Thee, that Thou would speak, Lord, that Thou would say unto us also, and as Thou hast said it unto Thy servant David, that Thou hast put away our sins, oh, that we may desire it, that we may seek after it in a day of grace, while it is still to be had. What a treasure, what a great blessing that cannot be surpassed in the midst of this world, with all the glory of the world, with all the riches and all the comforts of the world, and that to draw us, oh, if our guilt may be forgiven, if that may be put away in Thy most holy sight, and if we may be given to walk uprightly, and if we may be received by Thee, and in through Him who is perfect, in Him that hath no sin, O Lord, then we have everything. O give a desire and a longing for the blessed portion that Thou givest unto Thy people, that it may be our portion too, whether we are young or whether we are old, for we are all cut from that same cloth. Lord, Thou knowest it. Wilt Thou teach it also unto us, and take away the mask of hypocrisy that we do live with so often, especially as those that do come up week by week to Thy house, and then so often building on that which hath no grounds and which are no foundation for a poor soul that lives within us. Oh Lord, it all needs to be stripped away from us. It needs to be taken from us, that we might learn to become a sinner before God, and that Thy Son and Thy redemption may become a matter that is so dear unto our hearts, that it may become precious unto us, and that the riches thereof may be opened unto our poor blind eyes. Remember those who are distraught. Remember those who do not know the way anymore. Lord, Thou knowest their place, for whom everything can be so dark. When they had so hoped that they also were looked upon by Thee in favor. But Lord, then it can be as such a long time since that they have heard Thy voice. And then it can be and that they are also chased and persecuted to the ends of the earth by the prince of darkness, who is so happy to say there is no hope. Look at your own iniquity. Oh, do look upon yourself and what you are in yourself. You are so black. You are so hypocritical. Your life that does not go along with the testimony of your mouth. And you have come unto the supper of the Lord, but you are a hypocrite. And you are evil, oh Lord, Thou knowest all that He does bring up from that pit of hell against all those who are tender in their conscience. Lord, that Thou may remember them, and wilt Thou open unto them the blessed riches of Thy dear Son and the redemption and what Thou hast done upon that cursed tree to free as sinners from all their guilt and from all their corruption. Oh, give us sight to see Him, Lord, and that the people may rejoice a moment in Thy house of prayer. Look Thou upon us as a congregation. Work Thou mightily upon young and old. We can do nothing without Thee. We are helpless, but Lord, and Thou hast all the power given unto Thee in heaven and in earth. Oh, that we might feel it today, a little bit of that power For it is so easy for thee. We can read, Lord, just of thy finger. O thy servant, he did say, the Lord thinketh upon me. O just think upon us, Lord. Could it be, O each and every one of us, could it be with a thought of peace? Who could it be with a thought of favor that is from our side, always so forfeited and undeserved? But when thou wilt come in all thy mercy and in all thy grace to look upon us, oh, then there is hope at the footstool of the great King. If he would but hold out that golden scepter unto those who do not dare to approach unto him, but to say, I will go in unto the King, and if I perish, I perish. Lord, that thou may give that place to each and every one. O, teach us by thy Spirit, and wilt thou lead us into all thy truth, and look upon all the natural needs, and do supply for families, fathers, and mothers. Wilt thou give what is necessary, that fathers may be able to support their households, and likewise have something to give out of the greatness of the bowels of their heart unto those that are poor and suffering, and to support all the causes that are of thee. Remember mothers when they are in the midst of their families, and then it can be and that the weight of the household that is sometimes unto them a great weight. Lord, that thou may help them from above, and that thou may give them a place at thy footstool, that thou may strengthen them, and that thou may give to the children to be obedient to father and to mother, and that thou may give love between husbands and wives, and that this life, this short life, and that we go through as pilgrims here below to our long home. Oh, that that blessed union may be a union that is experienced truly as an help to one another, as a hand and a foot to one another upon this journey here below. Lord, remember all that need thee. Help the consistory. And when we hope to meet in this week again, wilt thou be on our right and on our left hand. Give us wisdom and give us strength, Lord, and that we might know in all things how to proceed, that we may be guided by thee. Remember us when we bring thy word today in this afternoon hour. Lord, be thou on our right and on our left. We have no wisdom. Oh, we need thy grace and we need strength from thee. Lord, help us. And could it please thee and to give a blessing in the midst of this our flock. May it be new life from the dead, a hunger and a thirst after thee, the true and the living God, and a little food and drink unto thy people, the true pilgrims, that do travel upon that narrow way, and that leadeth unto life, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 416, stanzas 1, 2, 6, and 7. As the heart about to falter in its trembling agony, panteth for the brooks of water, so my soul doth pant for thee. 1, 2, 6, and 7 of Psalter 416. Beloved congregation, when the Lord afflicted Job and his friends sat for 7 days and 7 nights in silence. And then Job spake, and his three friends spake, and Elihu spake, and they did not all agree. But then the Lord spake, and when the Lord spake, there was no more answering. There was nothing to speak against the Lord. What he had said was final, and it took away all argument, and it removed all questions from hearts. What is that to have the Word of God? That is in opposition to the word of men. The word of God, at which there is no answering. That word of God which is silencing every argument. It is not the word of men. And when it is received as the word of God, then it is also answering every question that can live in the heart of a man. But just now, how is that word of God received by us? Because it is not received by everyone in the same way in the midst of this world. We wish to consider something of that with you out of the words of our text this afternoon, from Jeremiah chapter 15, the 16th verse. Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. So far the words of our text. The eating of the words of the Lord by Jeremiah. First, in the obedience he manifested. Second, in the consolation he received. The eating of the words of the Lord by Jeremiah. First, in the obedience he manifested, and second, in the consolation that he received. Thy words were found. What does that mean? That means they were met. Thy words were encountered. Jeremiah heard those words. How did he hear the word of the Lord? Was that the Lord spoke to him with an audible voice, or that the Lord brought those words into his heart? We do not know, but Jeremiah heard those words. He was aware. He met that word of God. There are so many in the world for whom that word of the Lord is never heard, to whom that word of the Lord never comes, that it is never found, as we read it here. Who can fathom what that is? Because that whole world does have a book that is a book of God, that is the book of nature, and the Apostle Paul says they can read in that book, and that is very clear, that book, that speaks about the eternal Godhead of God, and they can see and know, when they will wish to know, the meaning of that book. But the scriptures, the word of the Lord in the scriptures is never heard. How sovereign is God? What do we think of that sovereignty, young people? Children? How sovereign is God? That He gives something to us. And that He withholds from other persons. Is that not a wonder? Thy words were found. Thus those words come also to us. But the question is, how do we receive those words of God? We read here, Jeremiah says, and I did eat them. Thus, he is speaking about how the words of God were received by him. That is metaphorical speech. That's a metaphor. He is using a picture. And he is comparing how that he received that word of God to how a man, you and I, commonly, how we receive food. And he is using that as a picture that we may understand how that that word of God was received into his heart. So there is so much connected, insinuated, that is to that metaphor. So eating, children, what is connected to eating? There is so much connected to eating, you say. Because connected to eating is hunger, thirst. You say, sometimes I do not want to eat, I am not hungry. Connected to eating is a certain pleasure. You say, this tastes good, or I do not like that. So there is things connected. There is the satisfaction, the nourishment. There's so much connected to eating, and then also in the way of this metaphor. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. Oh, does our soul go along here with the soul of Jeremiah? Can we say also with Jeremiah, thy words were found and I did eat them? Because God's word that is coming to many people. But it is not eaten. It is not received the same by all of those people. There are some who are in the state of nature. And there are some that are in the state of grace. Thus the Lord Jesus teaches about this also in the New Testament. How that word is received. Now, did he say that? He said there are four kinds of ground on which that seed of the word is falling. How is it now received into the earth? Sometimes there is just the wayside, so hard, just lays on top and it is gone immediately. It is not received. And then there is ground that is good ground, that is soft ground, and it is received deep into that ground so that it can grow and be nourished and bring forth fruit. But it is not so simple. No, then there is also a thorny ground, and there is a ground that has just a little bit of dirt, and then it seems to be received, but actually it is not received in truth. And now what is it that receives that word? It is faith. Faith. True saving faith is what receives that word of God. Cannot be received outside of true faith in a saving way. And if we so receive it, then we will also know what Jeremiah is talking about here when he says, thy words were found and I did eat them. David says, thy words were sweet unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey and a honeycomb. Thus, he tasted something. Thus, it was more than the intellect, because that intellect does not have taste only by itself. No, it has also to do with the affections. It has also to do with the will. There is taste. There is a certain enjoyment, and there is a drawing. What do you say? Say, young people, and your mother, you say you taste. Oh, that is delicious. I want it again. I want it again. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. Jeremiah, he says, and thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. That is, when he ate them. So he speaks about the delight and the pleasure that he received in his soul. Oh, did you ever receive pleasure in your soul? When you may read the word of God, when you may hear the word of God, when it may come unto you, when you may find that word of God, that is now the fruit of eating. Because when there is no eating, well, then we do not taste it. And then there is no sweetness. And there is no enjoyment. Though, thus, we have the fruits. How do we know if we have ever eaten that word of God? Well, what are the fruits? What did it do in me? So that word of God is accomplishing something in the heart of his people. Just like eating is doing, children. And when there is pleasure in that and nourishment in that eating, and so it is the pleasure in the word, the drawing to the word, that I am seeking that food, that eating of that word again. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. At Jacob's well, the disciples said to the Lord Jesus, Master, eat. And he said to them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Or hath any man given him aught to eat? Ah, he says, my meat is to do the will of my Father and to finish his work. Thus, he is comparing doing the will of the Lord, once again, unto this same eating. That is my meat. That is my pleasure. When I may do it, and when I may desire and long to do it. Thus, Jeremiah, he says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And what words were they that Jeremiah ate? Well, they are in the first place words of command, because Jeremiah was commanded to do something. You can go back to the beginning of Jeremiah. Then you read how that the Lord came to Jeremiah and he told Jeremiah that he had to do something. What did he have to do? He had to use his mouth. He had to speak. And Jeremiah, he says, I cannot speak. I am just a child. And the Lord said to him, do not say that you are just a child. No, he had to speak. Thus, that is in the first place. But there is another reason that made that so difficult to Jeremiah. And what is that? Because the Lord told him already that he was going to have so much opposition when he began to speak. The Lord says, they shall fight against thee. Not just one man, one prophet, no. The Lord says, the whole land, the kings of Judah, the princes of Judah, the priests of Judah, the people of the land, all of them together, they are all going to come against you. I am going to make you like a fenced brazen wall. Very difficult. What did Jeremiah do? Did Jeremiah run away? Did Jeremiah do like Jonah? Did he go in the other direction? No, he did not. Here, later on, he says, thy words were found. When thou didst command me, when thou didst give to me that office, when thou saidst to me that I had to go and speak and open my mouth, then thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Thus, Jeremiah says, I took great delight in obeying thy word that did come unto me. And that was regardless that thou hast said that it was going to be so difficult for me, but I still did eat those words. We find that here. What is living in a heart that is regenerated by the Lord. Thus we may examine ourselves a little bit. Also children, because if the Lord, you know that the Lord converts most of his people when they are young. Did the Lord convert you already? Well, you say, how do I know? Well, what lives in the heart of a person, a regenerated person, what is that like? Well, we can read that here. Then the Lord gives to that person a new choice. The Lord gives to that person a new will, a new desire. Do you know what he chooses for? He chooses for the Lord. Does your heart choose for the Lord? Naomi came out with her two daughters-in-law, Orpah and Ruth. And she said, it grieves me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. Oh, there is nothing for you there. My daughter-in-laws, there is nothing for you. Are there any more sons in my womb and that thou wouldst tarry for to have husbands again? And Orpah, she goes back. But what does Ruth say? Oh, she says, entreat me not to leave thee. That is now the choice of that people. There is only one way for that regenerated heart. That is the way of the Lord. There is only one way. That is the way of the commandments of the Lord. Of the statutes of the Lord. There just is no other way. For that new regenerated heart. Do you know what they say? It does not matter to me what that will bring to me in the midst of this world. No, that is a soul that is ready to forsake the world and every former friend. They say, if you do not want to be my friend anymore, well, I cannot leave that way just for you. Oh, then there is a sweetness. A great sweetness in doing what? In denying myself and the lusts of the flesh that are going after the world. Feel that in their heart. But now to deny all that, then there is no man, there is no tribulation that is able to turn away the heart, that choice of that new will that is by the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, he eats the word of the Lord. It is their meat and their drink to do that will of the Lord. Come what will, though an host should encamp against me, in this will I be confident. I love the Lord, the fount of life and grace, in life, in death, even in death. My heart will seek his face. Thy words were found. And I did eat them. And thy words were unto me, the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Children, boys and girls, do you eat the words of the Lord? Even like Jeremiah? Even like David ate the words of the Lord in their youth? What does the word of the Lord say? It says, honor thy father and thy mother. Did you ever eat that, boys and girls? Or is that now your delight? And you say, that is the word of the Lord. And it is now my delight to deny all my own desires. When your mother, children, says, you must do this, you must do that. And in your heart you say, I do not want to do that. Do you say that with your mouth? That is awful. It is awful enough that it lives in our heart. Do you know that is the first commandment of the Lord with promise? There is a reward, the Lord says, for boys and girls that will with their heart delight to do what father and mother say and always to honor them. You'll never be sorry. You have grown up, if the Lord spares you, and you may get married. We hope to have a marriage here this week. And then they have to leave father and mother. And then they, if a man and a woman, they may look back in their life. And then they may say, oh, the Lord has given me to love and to honor and to obey my father and my mother. Oh, you will never be sorry for such a thing. Congregation, do you eat the words of the Lord? Jeremiah, he says, for I am called by thy name, O Lord of hosts. Are you also called by his name? That was not a light matter for Jeremiah. No, he did not want that life of his to contradict with the confession that he made. But that was not an easy life. No, very difficult. Very difficult. But now it meant something to Jeremiah, that he was called by that name of the Lord, even when he was opposed on every side and oppressed for the truth's sake. What did he say? He said, woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them doth curse me. Thus that obedience of Jeremiah cost him something. He had to give up something that he may do the command of the Lord faithfully. What did he have to give up? He had to give up his own honor amidst the people. He had to give up the ease that he might have if he did not obey the word of the Lord. He had to preach, but he was not heeded. Even more, he was persecuted. They put him in the stocks. They threw him in the prison. They threw him in the dungeon. They put him in the pit. His feet did sink in the mire. That is what he had to endure for that word of the Lord. O Lord, thou knowest, he says, that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. That blessed choice is a strong choice. It is a very strong choice. It needs to be strong. If the Lord gives a man a new heart, then that will is renewed. And that choice must be very strong because there is strength coming against it. That is not just words. The Lord said to Jeremiah, everyone is going to be against you. Ask God's children how that is in their life. What is now going to come against that people in their life? The church of God is a tried church. And the Orpas, whose will has never been changed, have never received that choice, that is the choice from the Lord, that is never going to endure. Jeremiah is now in the midst of that strife. Jeremiah complains. Indeed, he does. In the midst of those trials, he is heated in that chase. Oh, he says, Lord, Lord, deliver me. Revenge me of mine adversaries, my enemies, my persecutors. He says, wilt thou give me relief? He longs for it. Oh, Lord, thou knowest. Remember me and visit me. He does not have strength to endure all of this by himself. But the Lord now helps him. But we are going to sing first. 327, 1 through 4. Lord, thy word to me remember. Thou hast made me hope in thee. This my comfort in affliction, that thy word hath quickened me. 1 through 4 of 327. eating of the words of the Lord by Jeremiah. First, in the obedience he manifested. Second, in the consolation he received. What was that consolation? The Lord said unto him, we can read that in the first chapter when the Lord gave him his command. He says, they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. And now what does Jeremiah say? Jeremiah says, thy words were found, they came to me, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. What kind of a word was this? It was a word of consolation. And that consolation found a place in his heart. Why did it find a place in his heart? Does that consolation find a place in your heart? When the Lord says, they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee to deliver thee. Does that now find a place in your heart? Why did it find a place in Jeremiah's heart? Found a place there because of his affliction. Thus, he says, I did eat them. So, boys and girls, food. Does that find a place in your stomach? When? You say, not if it is full. Only if it is empty. Then it can find a place in my heart. Thus, without the afflictions, Jeremiah would not have eaten these words. But he experienced and he felt the preciousness of those words because of the suitability between those words and his own heart, his own condition. Thus, what kind of words were these? But they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee to deliver thee, to set the Lord to deliver. That is a promise. It is a promise from the Lord, and it is a promise upon which his soul hoped. His soul hung upon that promise. Did your soul ever hope upon the promise of the Lord? There are many people who speak about this. But there are also many people who are going to be as disappointed in those hopes as the five foolish virgins were disappointed when the bridegroom came. And why? Because there was something missing in those hopes. And what was missing? The suitability. There was no affliction. There was no place for their promise. And thus there was no eating. But Jeremiah says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. They were nourishment to thee. They gave me strength for what lay ahead, that I may look to the end. Thus, that is now an eating that the Lord Jesus speaks about in the New Testament. When he says, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Now that is a different kind of eating than we spoke about in our first thought. The eating of his commandments, the eating of his statutes. When a people, they say, thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. Now this is a different eating. This is an eating of a people, a soul that is not able to find satisfaction in his own obedience, who has come to the end of himself. That is an eating of a soul that is not able to uphold himself, that despairs of his own self-help. Jeremiah cannot subdue his enemies. They are too strong for him. Are your enemies too strong for you? Has sin become your enemy? And is sin too strong for you? And yet the Lord says unto his people, it shall not prevail against you. That is what the Lord promises his church concerning their enemies, concerning their own sin. Why? He says, because I am with thee to deliver thee. Oh, Jeremiah, he says, I ate that. That was food. That was drink unto my soul. I did hope upon the promise of the Lord. Oh, that was so suitable unto my own case. Thus he speaks about eating. He remembered that when the Lord had spoken it. He remembered it so well because they are things that the people do remember. Oh, they are not so forgetful of those blessed times of eating, when their soul was hungry and when their soul was thirsty, and when they may taste the sweetness of that word of God. All they are times that are so good, and their heart is so full of believing. Their heart is so full of hope. When the Lord Jesus is revealed in that promise of the Lord that is always in his suitability to the case of a poor, a miserable soul that is not able to help himself, then that promise is not general. Or it may be spoken to the whole congregation as it needs to be in a certain way. But it is not general. No, that promise is particular. You know where it lands? It falls into that hungry heart. It lands in that place where it suits. Doesn't land in any other place. Did it ever suit your own poor soul? The Lord Jesus says, go and learn what that meaneth. For I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Thus all that do hear that gospel, they find those words, but only sinners eat them. No one else. Did you ever eat them? Jeremiah ate them too. But do you know now that he speaks about this eating as something that took place in the past? He says, O Lord, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And they were to me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. But where is now Jeremiah? Jeremiah is now in the midst of a trial. And it is very different for Jeremiah now as it was then. And remember, that is now a man with the promise of the Lord that was given unto him out of his own mouth. And now in that trial, Jeremiah is complaining. He says, "Oh Lord, why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable that refuseth to be healed? Wilt thou be altogether unto me as a liar? Wilt thou be altogether unto me as waters that fail?" O congregation, if you take silver and you put that in the chase and you heat that up, then all the dirt comes to the top. Then that dirt and all the impurities can be scooped off. And you put the Lord's people in the chase. You put them in the furnace. And then the dirt comes out. Everything that is living in that heart. Oh, Jeremiah, now in the midst of that trial, the Lord, a liar? A liar? You say, how is it possible? That's such a blasphemous thought can enter into the heart of that servant of the Lord. And yet it does. It enters there. Why? Because of the affliction. We cannot endure it. We cannot endure it. No man in his own strength. Before everything was faith. Oh, before everything was a pleasant believing. Now it is all doubt. And now it is all a miserable questioning. Why, Lord? Why? Is this the way it has to go? Why is my pain perpetual? Why is my wound incurable? Why does it not go away? Why is my enemy still there? That enemy that threatens me, that says to me, I am going to overtake you. Sin. Or I am afraid, Lord. That is what he says here. You know what he says? He says, take me not away in thy long suffering. O Lord, thou art so long suffering with my enemies. Thou dost still spare them. And they still fight against me. And they still persecute me. And my pain that does not go away. And my wound doesn't go away. And I am afraid that I am going to perish. In thy long suffering, as thou waitest to destroy all of my enemies. Oh, that is now the complaint of Jeremiah. It is that living complaint that is living in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the warfare of the people of the Lord, even having been given that promise of the Lord. Now what does the Lord answer to Jeremiah's complaints? Therefore, thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me, and if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. O Jeremiah, the Lord says, if thou
return. You must return, Jeremiah, because you are not in a good way. You are not in a good way with all of this complaining in the midst of the trial when I have given to you my word. I gave it to you. Is that word now today any different than that day that I spoke it unto you? Shall iron, Jeremiah, break the northern iron and the steel? Reverend Philpott has a beautiful sermon on that. If you have it, well worth that you would read it. Iron, the northern iron that was, and the steel, much stronger than the standard iron. And the Lord says now that standard iron, shall that break the northern iron? That is impossible. He says, Jeremiah, your enemies, they are like iron to you. They are so very, very strong. But they are not stronger than I am. Oh, can they break me? That northern iron and the steel. Shall iron break the northern iron and the steel, Jeremiah? And now the Lord helps him. The Lord helps Jeremiah. How does he help him? The Lord comes back. The Lord comes back upon what the Lord had said unto Jeremiah before. It is not changed. But do you know what the Lord does? He says it again. And I will make thee unto this people a fenced brazen wall. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. Oh, how good. How good is the Lord. For his church that is in the midst of the strife, the Lord repeats it. The Lord in his goodness, he says it again. It doesn't change, the Lord says. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. And you say that goes all wrong in your life because you did not expect that it would get so hot. Because you did not expect that enemy to be so strong. Oh, congregation, the word of the Lord is true. The word of the Lord does not change. And that is going to be found to be true to everyone who eats. Who eats the word of the Lord. That's a question to send you home with today. Did you ever eat? Thy words were found and I did eat them. That is now the Spirit's work, that a place is made for his word, and that that word is received with great delight and preciousness and suitability in their soul. And those who eat are going to find that the Lord does not forsake the work of his own hand. Do you know what the Lord says? Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. Did you ever eat? But did you ever eat his flesh? Did you ever receive that with a place in your heart? Did you ever taste the sweetness of that broken body, of that poured out blood? He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. The Lord is not a liar. The Lord is not as waters that fail, even though your pain is perpetual and your wound seems incurable. Is it not His word? Have you not eaten it? Hath He said it, and shall He not do it? Hath He spoken, and shall He not make it good? Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt Thou give us to eat and to drink, because we have no faith from our side, and Thy word is found, and we hear it, and it comes unto us. But we have no appetite. We have no place to receive it. We do not like Thy commandments. O Lord, convert us, and give that it may be evident in the obedience of our hearts and of our lives, but also in that comfort and consolation that we may experience in our hearts. Remember us young and old together. Dismiss us with Thy blessing, and help each one of us in the week that is before us. Keep watch over and protect all those that travel here to and fro over the face of this world so much in these months. Wilt Thou watch over each one? Remember those who hope to be united in this week in that bond of holy matrimony. Give us a good day together in Thy favor. And remember those who must stand before an open grave. Then one generation cometh and another goeth. And the realities of life are laid before us time and again. Wilt Thou supply for all that sorrow? Help us as a consistory when we meet. Keep each one from a sudden and an unprepared death. And give us a desire to search Thy scriptures. For in them there is eternal life proclaimed. Do forgive and take away all of our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. Our closing psalter is 119, stanzas 1 through 6. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless race from men deceitful and unjust. Deliver in Thy grace. Deliver in Thy grace. 1 through 6 of 119.
Thank you.
blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
Blessings.